Hello and welcome back to the Audio DDD with Rib T, the audio daily dose of daf, the shiur where we talk a daf lesson a day in a few minutes your way. We're looking at Pesachim 112, Pesachim 112. A lot of advice, a lot of Derech Eretz advice in general given by Rabbi Akiva here on today's daf. And going on the idea of treating the Shabbos as a weekday, do not be dependent on people, which is the dictum talked about earlier in the Gemara, and now it's brought up here again. The rabbis taught in a brayso, Rabbi Akiva gave seven instructions to Rabbi Yeshua, his son. In reference to Rabbi Yeshua ben Korcha, Korcha meaning baldness, was an alias of Rabbi Akiva since he was bald, Rashbam Rashi points out in the notes. So Rabbi Akiva gave these seven instructions. My son, do not sit at the high point of the city and study, for the townspeople frequent the area and will disrupt your Torah study. Rashi and Rashbam point out. Also, the honor of the Torah warrants privacy, and the notes point out, and the Ben Yohad Yada also. And do not live in a city whose leaders are Torah scholars, because they're engrossed in Torah study, tend to neglect the communal affairs, Rashbam points out in the notes. And do not enter your house suddenly, that is, without giving a warning of your arrival, for they may be doing something that requires privacy, Rashbam points out in the notes. Most certainly do not enter your friend's house suddenly. Do not withhold shoes from your feet, for it is disgraceful for a Torah scholar to go barefoot, the notes point out. Mar Chabas admonishes one to sell all that he owns in order to buy shoes for his feet, the Rashbam points out in the notes. And make sure to eat early in the day, arise early and eat, the notes point out, in the summer because of the heat, and in the winter because of the cold. Notes point out, after eating one has strength to fend off sickness brought about by heat or the cold. Notes point out, and treat your Sabbath as a weekday, but not be dependent upon people for aid, and engage in business with one who is enjoying good fortune, literally at whom the hour smiles. A lot of good advice from Rabbi Akiva, and that's an interesting thing to think about. The Torah, a lot of times we see it as a guidebook. A lot of times we see it as don't do this, don't do that, do this, do that. But in general, Hashem just wants what's best for us. Hashem wants us to lead a life, a moral life, a beautiful life, an upstanding life. But understanding that everything is in the Torah itself, Hafachba ve'hafachba dekulaba, Perkei Avos points out, if you want advice, just look at the Torah. Go through the Talmud. There's so many amazing Agadot, which is actually my favorite part of the Gemara, where there are stories, morals, parables, derech eretz, and just advice for life, chachma for life. Don't go elsewhere. You don't have to look lahavdil at science or math. Look in the Gemara. Gemara has mathematical calculations all over the place. It has scientific advice all over the place, and it has general derech eretz, general advice for life right here in the Gemara. You want advice? Look in the Torah. They say when somebody wanted to go out to war in the past, they would look at Vayishlach or whatever parsha it was when Yaakov had to confront Esav, and he took a 3-prong attack. He davened, he sent gifts, and he prepared the army. So too, when an army person had to do that, they looked into the Torah. In general, we look at the Torah, realize all advice is the Torah, especially practical advice, and do what we can to get the proper advice from the Torah itself. This has been the Audio DDD with Reb T. Join us next time for Pesachim 113, God willing, on the Audio DDD with Reb T.